from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, as you know, I've been called worse, so we're doing pretty good so far. December 7th. December 7th. Oh, yeah. It's a Pearl Harbor Day thing. 1941, my goodness. We talked a bit about it with Andrew Goss yesterday. Some things about false flags and that the first casualty of war is truth. Some dude, Sophocles or somebody like that, 400 AD, was the first one to say that. So this is nothing new, making stories up to go to war. Pearl Harbor was no difference, and so happy anniversary to FDR. He's probably working that karma off somewhere. Oh, God. Oh, well. We're going to have fun this morning. First up is Dr. Gerald Smith, an old, longtime friend. Not old. He's not old. A longtime friend and dentist. He's up in Philadelphia area. He's always into some cool things, much more than toofies, and not that those aren't relevant, but way beyond the scope. Some people think outside the box. Dr. Gerald Smith doesn't even know a box exists. That's what I like about him. Next hour, we're going to talk with Master Francisco Quintero. The power of the greatest love. The power of unconditional love. Well, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? So that'll be next hour. So we'll have fun this morning. If you'd like to join the show, you can do that. 888-663-6386. Give that to you again. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Smith has been lecturing around the world for a long time. He's, because of all the different things that he's curious about, he is a Knight Hospitaller, a dedicated professional organization dating back to 1050, speaking long ago, 1,000 years ago. They have official recognition from the United Nations and the Pope for their tremendous humanitarian work with the poor. He lectured at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, National Academy of Dentistry. Lots of guest lecture appearances. He does some just very interesting book. He has several books, including Cranial Dental Sacral Complex. And for the layperson, Headaches Aren't Forever. And there's a book in CD-ROM, too, Alternative Treatment for Conquering Chronic Pain. And he's really into the president of the International Center for Nutritional Research. And when he's not too busy, he rides his bicycle and takes care of his cats. And what else do you do, Doc? What else do you do?
I just have fun.
I just have fun. He sent me a video on C60, that carbon thing. And we talk about that a little bit this morning, too. I didn't even know you're into C60. I don't know. That's the new thing. Dr. Smith, how are things in Philadelphia?
Well, it's bright and sunny and no chemtrails, so it's a good day.
Oh, it's a good day. That's right. It's a good day in the neighborhood. So tell us about your work now. Do you still see patients, or dental patients, or are you doing all different kinds of things with people up there now?
Well, I actually have a degree in natural medicine from the World Organization of Natural Medicine up in Canada, which is a Knights Hospitaller group. But yeah, I've integrated the dental component into the medical component because you can't dissect them out. It's ridiculous. And so I do the whole enchilada. You know, perfect example, we see a lot of chronic illnesses, and invariably there's a dental component to the problem. You know, when I was up in Canada lecturing this 2 weekends ago, I was given a consult with a patient with thyroid cancer, and of course they want to, you know, tear out the whole body and reconstruct and this and that. He's got two infected root canals and a cavitational infection, which is feeding the thyroid cancer. Well, you know, you can't divorce the two. You could cut it out, but I guarantee it's going to come back somewhere else in the system.
You often find then people with chronic things, they have cavitations, root canals, mercury, and
or bite problems.
Mm-hmm.
One of the topics I wanted to talk to you about was really exciting, is with concussions. I do a radio show also on Tuesdays, a blog radio show, but we're inviting Dr. Bennett Amalu on, who was the movie, they made the movie about concussion. Smith played him.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in on our show in January. But the interesting thing that I discovered is that you have the pathologic component of concussion, but there's also a structural component that the medical establishment has no clue. And I'm telling you, if you go on my website, icnr.com, under case studies, is Andrew Adams, who's actually a personal friend of mine now, but he was referred to me 21 and a half years post-concussion syndrome.
Wow.
He was at a hockey game in December 1995 on the front row. I think it was a college game or something, and two guys collided. The glass panel fell out of the supports. Didn't break, but it hit him on the head. And he couldn't work for 4.5 months. And for 21 and a half years, Patrick, every day he had a headache that was no better than the 3. It was a 3 to a 10. Wow. And he could tell you 2 days in advance when it was going to rain because he had severe pain.
When it rained, 20 years, can you imagine?
21 and a half years.
Wow.
So he came to me. Actually, it was really funny. I met him at a meeting on a Beamer topic or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked at his head, you know, we're sharing war stories and all that. And I said, yeah, I could fix you. And he looked at me, you know, with a jaundiced eye. And he's been to all the top specialists, neurologists, you name it, pain specialists. And they almost killed him a few times with their injections of whatever. And so he came to the office sheepishly, and I adjusted his cranium. He walked out without a headache.
No.
Yes, honest to God.
Doing cranial sacral. Tell folks what that is, because there's people around the country that do that, cranial sacral work.
Yeah, you have 28 bones of the skull. It's attached to the dural membrane, which then, you know, goes through the foramen magnum, the base of your skull, and it goes all the way down to your second sacral tubercle, so that's why they call it cranial sacral. And there's a normal motion, but when you're traumatized, the base of the skull goes into the opposite motion, and it puts a pull on the slinky, the dural membrane system, and it affects the central and autonomic nervous system. And so, you know, you're dealing with traditional post-concussion issues, you know, mental fog, poor memory, fatigue, disequilibrium. And the docs, you know, they have no clue. Honest to God, it breaks my heart. You know, so this poor guy, he banged his head like a week later, and he came back in. I adjusted it again, and no more. He's been headache-free for 3 months now, and he's happy. He called me up on his birthday. He was so excited.
So he went places like the Mayo Clinic all over.
The best.
And they couldn't find anything.
They're not, you know, they don't know that they don't know. That's the problem.
They just don't know. So the cranial, this whole... the cranial thing is moving. It's kind of in motion. And
it's a micro motion. It's a pump for the cerebral spinal fluid around the brain. You know?
Wow. And is this similar to what the real DOs do, Doctor?
Yeah, it's a specialty.
Ones?
Yeah, it's a specialty of craniopathy, but this takes it to the next level. I mean, I learned this technology back in the 80s. I would go down to the sacrooccipital homecoming chiropractic meeting down in Omaha and spend a week there, literally in the 80s. I would sit in on their manipulative courses, and that's how I learned all this stuff. And then, you know, at some point in time, the light bulb went on, and it connected the dots. And thank God, because, like, we had a 22-year-old flying from China who had 16 years post-concussion syndrome. He fell out of a loft and was unconscious for a while. Anyway, I adjusted his cranium, and his post-concussion symptoms of 16 years totally disappeared.
Have you ever talked to the NFL about this?
You kidding me? They didn't. Did you see what they did to Amalo?
I know.
They try to crucify the guy, and he's telling them the truth. They don't want to hear. It's $8 billion industry.
Yeah, they're not going to mess with it, are they? Yeah.
No. But, you know, here's the thing. What I'm doing is not pathological. See, he was saying that there was permanent damage, and they just don't want to pay the damages to the injured players. But what I'm doing is just gentle manipulation, resetting the mechanism, and a lot of their symptoms disappear.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that folks listening that maybe have ongoing structural problems, things like that, that keep coming back, that could be a cranial issue too, could be helped with that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like the one patient that flew in from Tobago, she had 20 years of migraine headaches, and when I did her history, she had 2 concussions, 3 whiplash injuries. And it was actually 3 years ago, December, that she was in. I adjusted her cranium, and her 20 years of migraine headache, gone. Like one visit, gone. Mm. Never to come back.
Now, you also do work, and then we're going to talk about biofields, because you've really been excited about that whole thing, and we'll do that real quick. But just to kind of wrap up on the head a second, you've also learned over the years, which I think is fascinating, this whole idea of proprioception, that if your little jaws are not kind of coming down really even, right, you can explain what it is to everybody, that it could cause lots of problems that we don't even know about.
Well, it's a self-correcting mechanism in the body. In other words, every time you swallow, which is 2,000 to 2,500 times a day, your teeth come together. It resets the balance of the cranial bones. Now, unbeknownst to 99.99% of the dentists, because they don't understand the cranial mechanism, you can put a simple filling into your tooth, and it's hitting a minuscule incorrectly, and it can torque your head. Like, we had a patient come down from Boston who had 8 years of facial pain after he had his wisdom teeth extracted. They torqued his temporal bones, and he was hitting ever so slightly on the lower left second molar incorrectly, and it kept the temporal bones twisted. And so he went to Harvard Dental and top neurologists, and, you know, they're all looking at him like, this guy's he's a head number. He found me on the internet. He came in, and I adjusted his head, and then I adjusted one minor interference on the lower left second molar. And he said, turned around, he said, Dr. Smith, I'm 99% out of pain now.
Really? With just adjusting that?
Huh. That's right.
And so dentists, you guys aren't taught this in dental school, though, at all.
No, they don't even know that.
They have no idea.
It's not in their vocabulary, Patrick. They don't even know this stuff exists.
Huh. Have you taught people around the world or a country that are listeners any kind of resources? They want to get this checked from somebody that knows, or they got to come to a guy like you? Are you the only guy, or?
No, well, I mean, I've taught in Seoul, Korea, you know, I've been there 10 times. I've been to the Philippines. We had a dentist there that had 8 years of, or 8 months of pain, and one adjustment right in front of 80 dentists, her pain disappeared. You know, I've been to Europe. I go to Canada a lot. There's people out there. I mean, I've taught it.
Is there a resource for the United States dentist?
I'm sorry?
Is there a resource for proprioception guys in the United States and girls?
Well, if you can find a good cranial sacral therapist that understands the concept, they can, you know, fix you.
Oh, just with the cranial. But oftentimes you have to kind of build up a tooth, don't you, to get that?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, I had a woman that had sciatic pain for 3 years, and putting a little shim on one tooth, the thickness of a sheet of typing paper, she got up and she said, she's shaking her leg, and she said, my sciatic pain's gone.
Huh. So why would we be designed like that? Kind of seems like an inferior, well, God always has a plan. What do you suppose that is with the way we evolved and to have that thing set up like that?
Well, Price Pottinger nailed it. you know, back in the 30s, you change the diet, you get malocclusion.
So it's,
we were designed to be perfectly self-correcting mechanisms, but, you know, processed foods deplete soils, so the jawbones don't grow properly, and then the teeth don't mesh properly, and now you got structural imbalances. So my rule of thumb is that if you have osteopathic or chiropractic adjustments that are not holding, invariably there's a dental component with the bite that's holding it from stabilizing.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Gerald Smith is with us. We're going to do a quick little break here, and then we're going to get into the biofield stuff he's been working on, which is pretty fascinating, and frequencies. You can check out Dr. Smith's website, which is icnr.com, icnr.com. And this is Patrick Timpone, One Radio Network. We can get a far infrared sauna shipped out before the holidays, no problem. You could order one today, and they'd probably ship it out today. You'd have it, you know, by the first of the week. Probably they do at FedEx Ground, and we have a special deal for you, just of our listeners. I'm not allowed to put it in print because Google picks it up and it screws up their retail price. And you know how they, and I understand that, but we can we'll sell you our relaxed far infrared sauna for $995. It's really a nice deal. These are beautiful systems. It's a portable, and you sit in it, but it's very well constructed. It has this, I think it's fiberglass, then coated with silver for the sanitary stuff, silver, and then you can just wipe it off. And it's a very unique technology out of Taiwan, a medical university there. And they had a lot of, well, I think five different awards, international awards on the technology of the chip in the actual far infrared unit. So we think it's one of the best penetrating one and far-reaching infrared saunas out there. I mean, I'm talking about more so than a $10,000 big wooden one that claim low EMFs. They have the clear light and all that, but ours are extremely low EMFs. They only have magnetic at the bottom. They're up from the floor to the chair, and even then, you're sitting in this far infrared healing light. If you get any magnetic energy, it's not going to hurt you anyway. So, and magnetic, you get that driving in my Prius or in any car or with a computer or your refrigerator or your juicer. It all has magnetic energy if you've got a little motor. Anyway, these guys are cool. And if you'd like to get one, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Cool is a kind of a strange term because it will go up to about 170 degrees. So you'll sweat like there's no tomorrow. Then you also have the healing light, the far infrared technology. So great way to detox. You could probably do it every day the rest of your life. As long as you're drinking enough water, you'd be a happy camper. Yeah, the relaxed far infrared sauna. We also have these far infrared lamps, which are really neat, where you can just concentrate like on a sore muscle, shoulder, or something like that, and put it right on there. And we can give you a deal on both of them, or if you just want one or either one, just email me and I'll work it out for you. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. These prices are continental U.S. Outside that, we can also get it to you pretty inexpensively. You'd be surprised how many we've shipped over to Europe, Japan, Canada, and we can get it to you for a really nice price because they come right from the manufacturer in Taiwan with the special 220 plug and everything over in Europe. So just email me, Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Previously with Daniel Vitalis, we were talking about, pine pollen.
Pollen is essentially the equivalent of what an animal would have as sperm. Pollen is like the male part, the semen, and it fertilizes the ovum of the flower, which becomes eventually a fruit. And so if we were going to draw the equivalence, it would be like that the flower is like the female sex organ and the pollen is like the male sexual ejaculate. Well, pine trees, which sort of just dominate so much of the landscape of North America and so much of the world, pine trees, they're semen. They dust the landscape in pollen. And that pollen, being the sort of male part of the plant, has some correspondences to male physiology in our species and many other animal species. So what I'm saying is pine pollen contains all of these different anabolic or androgenic hormones plant versions of hormones that we need, like testosterone, like DHEA.
Well, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Good stuff, guys, and for you girls, too. Several choices of pine pollen. Any Sirthrival link, oneradionetwork.com. You know, I don't want to just pass that up real quick about the girls, because we have so many different anecdotal kind of testimonials over the years with people, especially the gals that get up around, 50, 60, 70 revs around the sun, you know, those revs around the sun the body does. And sometimes a little hit of testosterone really helps them balance out the hormones, because it's not just a boy thing. And they've had some good experiences with pine pollen, because it's a superfood, it's a whole food, and you're not doing isolated testosterone, which we don't recommend. So pine pollen's a good one for the girls, too.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, it's an old tune called Love's Theme, and we're going to talk about love next hour with a very interesting fellow. Dr. Gerald Smith, we're about to get into frequencies and things like that. I suspect love has its own frequency, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Modo documented positive affirmations and how it imprints it into water, and you could photograph it when you freeze the water. So, yeah, love definitely has a frequency.
It's a frequency. Do you think love is the Schumann and the scalar and all that thing is close to what we call love and spirit, divine spirit? And
yeah, well, the Schumann frequency is 7.83 hertz, and that's the frequency of the Earth, which actually keeps rising, but slowly. But yeah, it has to be in that realm. It's good vibrations to reset the body. And, you know, we had a discussion yesterday briefly about frequencies, and the whole universe works on frequencies.
Everything's putting out. So the sun and the different organs have various frequencies, is right.
Yeah, the brain is between 70 and 78 megahertz, and the thyroid and parathyroid are 62 to 68. The heart is 67 to 70. So, yeah, each organ has different megahertz ratings. And, you know, all the xenobiotics, you know, the poisons and heavy metals, they're all lowering our frequency of the body. That's why we get sick. When you get to 55, you're going to get the flu. When you get to 42, you get cancer.
Huh. You mean, so for example, you have here this little document you sent me, like the liver is between 55 and 60 megahertz. Megahertz would be kind of like the radio dial, the frequency, right? 59 yeah. On your radio dial, like I used to work for 590 KLBJ. That's a similar kind of a thing.
Yes.
And so we have tools, or we have ways to adapt or modulate those frequencies? What's the work you're doing with the biophoton?
Yeah, it's a Bioptron is a device that was developed by Zepter over in Switzerland back in the 80s. And really what they've done is created synthetic full-spectrum polarized light like the sun. It's synthetic sunlight without the UV and UVB, so it can't damage your eyes or your skin. And it's resetting what I call the body back to factory default. Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's like pushing the reset button on an electronic device.
So is that why the sun is healing? Because it's giving us a certain frequency that the body likes?
Well, the Egyptians, the Mayans, the Incas, they worshiped the sun, and it was for a good reason. The sun creates scalar energy, which is then picked up by the plants and stored in the form of biophotons. You eat the raw food, you get the biophotons, it stimulates healing. Now, if you go back to the attributes of scalar energy, you're looking at, one, correcting the DNA, because scalar energy is conjugated fractal waveform, which is, looks like double helical configuration of DNA, so it's a template to heal the DNA. Secondly, it disassembles toxins like heavy metals, viruses, chemicals, vaccines. electronically. And thirdly, it stimulates stem cells. So to me, this is the holy grail of the universe, because it's scalar energy that coalesces foreign particles in space to form a planet. And it's scalar energy which rebuilds the body by stimulating the stem cells for the repair mechanism.
So we could conjecture that everything is energy, right? So scalar energy would just be a particular frequency?
Well, it's a form. You know, when Tesla did his research back in the 30s, he came up with the Tesla coil, which is a very unique coil, and he would put electromagnetic frequencies in one end of the coil and magnetic frequencies in the other, and where the two waveforms came together, it created a scalar wave, which is totally different from your traditional wave. It's a zero-point energy, meaning when you use it, it doesn't stimulate the cells. It can just energize it.
Not stimulating so much as just somehow allowing it to be more of what it really is, kind of thing.
Exactly. Because like in a diagnostic perspective, anytime you stimulate a cell, you're getting a false reading off the tissue. When you use scalar energy, like we have a CyberScan system from Germany, it's pretty miraculous. In 10 seconds, it captures a palm chakra energy reading off you, which is a holographic energy pattern of your entire body. And then with a database of 122,000 electromagnetic signatures, we come up with the primary stressors that are causing your problem.
So we get natural scalar energy from the sun anywhere else, or just maybe even breathing or love or everything? I guess that's all part of it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's frequencies. We think in scalar waveforms because you can project healing frequencies to a friend in Australia. Well, that's scalar, and that travels contrary to what Einstein said. Scalar waves travel multiple times the speed of light, which is 186,000
that's fast.
Per second.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast.
Well, you know, perfect example, I was lecturing in Moscow a couple years ago, and I came down with the flu. I was dripping literally from my nose, and I had to fly over to Seoul, Korea, and do a four-day program after my two-day program in Moscow. And I text my secretary, and she beamed me over, she beamed me over the frequencies for healing for influenza and flu. In 2 days, I was 98% cleared.
What do you mean she beamed them? Oh, how'd she do that?
Oh, you broadcast it. It's very simple. You literally can broadcast the scalar waves to patients anywhere in the world.
Oh, you just kind of send it to them like you beam it to them, like Scotty at Star Trek.
That's right.
You just beam it to them.
That's right. Well, how do you think they treat the people up in the space station? You think they're taking polypharmacy and throwing their guts up in the capsule?
I don't know. I've never been in a space station. So I suspect that that's... Somehow how prayer can be effective, a similar thing is going on, must be.
Well, of course.
Yeah, must be going on.
Yeah, you're just sending your positive affirmations, your prayers to whomever you're thinking about. Well, look, it's just like, I don't know about you, but when I drive in the center city and I need a parking space, I visualize a parking space waiting for me and then a high 90% bracket,
you bet.
It's there.
They're right there. You know, you just know. It's kind of annoyingness. You just know you're going to have one, and boy.
That's right. 100%. Certainly.
So talk a little bit about this. You think this little light thing would be something our listeners might want to get? I know you don't sell them, but you know a place where they do. Do you think it's really worth the folks spending, what is it, a couple thousand dollars? Huh?
Yeah, I think it's around maybe $2,800. But, you know, as the FDA pulls natural supplements off the market that work, what are we going to be left with but frequencies? So, yes, it definitely works. I had a patient from Nova Scotia who fractured her femur back in August. She had come in for some dental and cranial work, and she was kind of limping on crutches. Her mother had to accompany her down for the visit. Anyway, I put the Bioptron unit on her leg for 30 minutes, and the pain reduced 90%. She was like in hog heaven.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, why do you suppose some people react more favorably, or what do you suppose that's about? How important is it for somebody really to kind of, I guess, believe?
Well, you know, belief, as Bruce Lipton, tells us, it's environmental issues that impact and dictate the physiology of the cell. So if you are cynical and you don't believe, you're hampering the functionality of your cell membrane, which is actually the brains of the cell. It's not the DNA, and it's not the chromosomes or the genes. It's the receptors on the cell membrane. I mean, think about it. Patient goes into an oncologist, and the guy says, look, I got bad news. You got 2 months to live. If the patient buys into the lie, I mean, they die exactly in 2 months because he's turned on the death mechanism for him to self-destruct.
What? Say that again?
The adverse thought processes turn on the death mechanism to kill yourself.
So he not only will stress, you're saying, anxious thoughts and worry and that, we know that it causes problems because of this, but it actually is really telling the body, like, you know, you're out of here and I don't need you or whatever it's doing, like it's time to go and all that?
Yeah, the physiology changes. I mean, Bruce Lipton documented this. You know, back in the 60s, he was talking about the stem cells when no one knew what the heck they were even about. And, yeah, the body will just go into a catabolic mode, meaning teardown mode.
Yeah, the body, it's following along whatever the state of consciousness is, I suspect.
Exactly. And that's why spirituality is so important, and prayer is so important, and positive affirmations are so important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, just thinking positive. I mean, I don't know about you or your listeners, but on the way to work, I mean, I scream at the top of my lungs in my car, it's great to be alive, because, man, the alternative is no fun.
That's right. I do, too. Even when I got some silly thing going on with the tummy or something, you know, I'm always talking to it, saying, okay, I'm healing. Don't worry. It's going to be good. You know, I don't go to the dark side very often. I don't, not at all anymore. I never whine anymore. It's just not worth it, is it? Just to, you know, just.
Right. You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. You just, and I think, I know it's hard for our listeners around the world and people that get in pain and then they walk out of the doctor's office and they say, you have this or you are that. It's very challenging, isn't it, Dr. Smith? Because you start thinking about it like in that term, like this is bad and I have cancer and I have this and my thyroid is ruined and whatever. And it just makes it worse, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the other breakthroughs that I have with cancer is I call it the splinter theory. In other words, if you have a splinter in your finger or your arm, you know, you can put all the medicaments you want on there, but you have to remove the initiator, the irritant. And what we're doing now is we have the patient literally bring in the pathology slide from the biopsy or the surgery. You know, so a perfect example, we had a woman referred to us by her chiropractor. She had lung cancer, and they cut the tip of her right lung off, and she refused chemo or any other conventional therapy. And 6 months later, the cancer came back in the left lung. And again, it's harmonics, because when you have toxicity, the cells are vibrating at a pathological frequency, and the healthy cells pick up on that, and this is how you get, I believe, metastasis is one way. But anyway, so she came to me, and I had her bring in the pathology slide from the original surgery, and we energetically tested the slide, and she had a pesticide, cytomegalovirus, and mercury in the cancerous tissue of the lung. So we put her on a nutritional program to remove those three splinters or initiators, and 6 months later, the cancer in the left lung plus totally disappeared, gone. Wow. The hospital's own records, not mine.
So you're thinking that that's how cancer spreads? It's picking up the frequencies from
Absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a very interesting.
Yeah, because there was experiments where they took two groups of colonies, one a healthy group of cells and the other one the pathologic cells, and they put them on a petri dish and they separated it with a quartz barrier. And after a number of hours, I don't know, it was 8 hours or so, the healthy cells were being transformed into pathologic cells. So it's the frequency, which, of course, you know, can go through a brick wall. We're transmutating and causing pathology.
Yeah, we talked to a fellow who is doing some really interesting thing with stem cells, and he's on to the same idea. I think he's up there near you at a university, and they were doing that, but they were just putting the stem cells right on top of what they wanted to change, but not actually getting it in there.
Yeah, but well, they don't have to because the frequency of the stem cells.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's probably why that works. Maybe that's what they're on to.
Yeah, but see, the thing that they're missing in the key part of the puzzle, you have to remove the initiators.
Right.
It's not in their vocabulary. I mean, I had a guy who had a swollen liver for 27 years, and they wanted to do a liver transplant on him. And when I evaluated him, and this was 7 years ago, Patrick, not yesterday, not 2 weeks ago, 7 years ago, he had benzene and hepatitis B in his liver. And in 27 years, no doctor was able to discern what the heck was causing the problem. We did it energetically in an hour. Anyway, I put him on a nutritional program to remove the benzene and the hepatitis B. 7 months later, the liver was 100% normal.
And how'd you get rid of those? Wow. How'd you get rid of that?
With chelating agents.
Chelating, just got them out of there.
Yeah, natural,
huh?
Yeah. You know, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, vitamin C.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But the key is you not only have to define what the initiator is, but you have to define which supplement this energy pattern is compatible with the energy pattern of the patient. You just can't throw a vitamin at somebody.
Right. So go over that last part again about, I get the initiator, but walk us through that a little bit about what you're doing when you get
rid of it. So basically, I have vials, and each vial has a frequency embedded in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hold it over an area or a slide, you can, through a very sophisticated energetic testing, determine exactly where that substance is located in the tissue. And then if the patient holds a remedy in their hand, which is a frequency, and then you take the same vial and place it over the pathologic area, the test will be positive, meaning you know that substance is going to pull out that initiator.
Okay, so it's almost like a Star Trek way to do
kinesiology,
so to speak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually a little bit more sophisticated. It's a direct resonance testing that Yoshiaki Omura patented, and they use over in Japan and some of the hospitals. But it's very accurate. It's just so accurate, it just blows your circuits once you see it.
Dr. Gerald Smith is with us. He's a dentist by trade, but as you can hear, he studied all kinds of things. He lectures around the world, and his website is icnr.com. Dr. Gerald Smith, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com if you want to get involved with the conversation. So I'm wondering, when you do the frequency thing, like with the liver, what about a spiritual, emotional, mental component to that? Does that need to be rooted out as well, or does
depends. See, what I do is you could test the emotional point, which is like over the third eye. And when you're doing your muscle testing, if that test's weak, then you have to figure out what the issue is. Is it a sibling issue, a friend issue, a relative issue, a money issue, an employee issue? You know, and once you discern that, then you know the patient has to work on that. Scott Walker from Encinitas, California, back in the 80s, had a neuroemotional technique that you literally can disassociate the physiologic reflex reaction of your body to the thought process. In other words, I can't erase the thought process of the incident, but I can erase, through a tapping technique, the body's physiologic reaction to the thought process.
Yeah, or you, like you say, you separate it. Well, is he the EFT guy?
I think he did EFT before
it was cool.
Came on the scene back in the early 80s, you know?
Yeah. So it's the idea where it's a thought that you are consciously choosing not to accept as real or something.
Right. You're breaking the circuit.
Yeah.
And so that the organs will not respond when the thought process occurred. And, the incident could have been 25 years ago, and you'll still have the same physiologic reaction as if it happened that second.
Gloria writes in, I have chronic pain in my back, and I just haven't had to figure it out. Patrick has talked about it with pain and going into it are also, she's got a long thing here. I'm just trying to paraphrase, but also then not paying attention to it. What does Dr. Smith think about the best way to go into the pain or to disassociate from it, is what she's asking. It's a good question.
It is an excellent question. Yeah. And what's fascinating, what I'm finding in most chronic pain patients, they have a low thyroid or hypothyroid situation. And the reason I say that is because when your metabolic rate becomes low,
yeah,
the waste products build up in all the cells. And invariably, there's either a structural component to the pain, let's say a subluxation or a fixation of the vertebrae or a deteriorated disc with compression, or you can have entrapment of from muscle spasms, entrapping the nerve fibers, or you can have a pathogen. You know, I had a top skeet shooter in the United States had severe pain in her thighs, and she almost missed a major event. And I diagnosed, I think it was herpes simplex 1 and cytomegalovirus in the thigh muscle where the pain was. And we used the right frequencies, and 2 days later she went off to the event because we got rid of the pain. But you see, the key is you have to define what the underlying core is, and most, unfortunately, integrative doctors and conventional doctors, they're not doing that today.
Right.
They're just treating the symptom with vitamins, herbs, homeopathics. They're not defining the underlying cause.
So with Gloria, and I've had my, over the years, some sciatica stuff too, it could be, like you say, it could be the muscle thing, there could be a subluxation, could be actually low thyroid, so you can't get rid of the toxins that are maybe hanging out in the muscle?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Like 5 years ago, I had a woman that came in. She had sciatic pain, and when I evaluated her, her cranium was twisted, literally. I adjusted her cranium, and she got up from the chair, and she says, my sciatic pain is totally gone. She was recently back about 4 months ago with her daughter for a medical problem. She says, oh, you remember me? She says, well, I've not had one bout of sciatic since you adjusted my cranium. So you could have a structural component, and invariably, a lot of times where the pain is, it's not the real source of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Here is an email from Juan. He says, what is a scalar energy device that Dr. Smith can recommend that listeners can purchase and use at home for the purpose of improving health?
Well, it's called Therify. It's $25,000.
Well,
the bargain, yeah. Yeah. So we have that. But
now, wait a minute. You have a machine that costs 25 G's?
Yeah.
What's it called? Therify?
Therify, yeah. T-H-E-R-A-P-H-I, wow. Therify.
And you're just hanging out in that thing? You have patients hanging out in there?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a woman with colon cancer, and she literally would have to take an enema to defecate because the tumor was blocking the anal area there, the colon. And in 6 weeks, we got it down to a point where she doesn't need an enema to defecate anymore. We've actually shrunk the tumor.
Just hanging out in that.
Well, that and a few other little things, the mm-hmm. Bioptron, the full spectrum light we're using, and then we have another special laser. But also, I defined what was in the cancerous tissue. We have her on a nutritional program. So it's all combined. It's not, there are no magic bullets other than the 9mm, but or cyanide. But you have to define what's going on and then use the appropriate modalities to solve the problem.
So you're really going at it from many. I mean, really, this takes
Absolutely.
This takes holistic to a whole another level.
You got it, and it's fun because the patient. Look, when you tell the truth, it resonates with the patient. You're not just BSing them with a symptomatic treatment. We're telling them what the heck their underlying issues are. And the fact that we're getting such amazing results is proof. I mean, it just blows me away. We had a woman that had 8 years of vertigo, and we put her on the Therify, the scalar energy device. In 3 minutes, last October, her vertigo disappeared. She's not had one bout in a year.
No. Wow. So you like this one machine here. Now, is this scalar, this thing that is, you know, affordable for some people, this
The Bioptron. I believe that being a synthetic sunlight full spectrum, there has to be a component of scalar energy in there.
Yeah, but you like this machine. It could be something that people would want to look at. I think they was just Google it, Bioptron, B-I-O-P.
Yeah, you can Google it. Bioptron. What's interesting, we had a woman in a few weeks ago with cataract, and you know, of course, she was scheduled for surgery for, you know, like 4 months later or whatever. And after three sessions, she said she's starting to be able to perceive color, and also she could read the small print on the back of a vitamin bottle, which is pretty darn tiny.
Wow! And this is just a full
light therapy.
Light therapy, huh?
Yeah.
But how does it compare to like, you know, we mess around with near-infrared lamps and far-infrared lamps. Is there any kind of, or far-infrared saunas, is there any connections there?
Well, there is to a certain extent. Mm. Far-infrared, you're around 3,400 nanometers, the wavelength at the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But we're dealing with 480 to 3,400. We got the full spectrum in there. And it's increasing microcirculation documented by 47%.
Wow.
So you're increasing the circulation to the organ, the tissue, whatever. And the wild thing was my webmaster who had cataract also, which I didn't know, I was treating him for ringing in the ears with the full spectrum light. Hmm. I did 12 minutes in each ear, and then he left the office to go home. And then 5 minutes later, he comes rushing back. He says, Jerry, he said, I don't have the glare from my cataract anymore. And I said, I didn't even treat his eye. I treat his ear. And the beautiful part, Patrick, is that the bloodstream and the lymph pick up the energy and it transmits it to other parts of the body.
So exercise, good thoughts, love, peace, love, hippie beads, and all the other things we do, detox. I guess it all works.
You missed one thing. You got to hug a tree.
You got to hug a tree. I like that. I do that out here in the country. Believe me, I know it works. Of course, people think I'm crazy, and my dog looks at me like, what are you? You're trying to get a squirrel there? What's going on? So all these things I would suspect then raise the energy. They like Jerry Tennant talks about raising the voltage in the body somehow.
Sure. Well, yeah. The pH, you know, when you're too acidic, your voltage drops down dramatically.
Yeah.
And becoming, you know, 7.35, which is ideal, it goes back to normal to, I think, minus 50 millivolts. But, yeah, it's all about pH. And then when you're stressing yourself out with the angst and the insecurity, you become acidic. So you're setting yourself up for degeneration.
Are there any magic bullets to get more alkaline, just for fun, to play with?
Yeah. I mean, if you really have a serious problem, you can take a teaspoon of baking soda into structured water. That's another little pearl that we're using now. You know, normal water has an angulation of 104.5 degrees. It's a tetrahedral between the oxygen and the hydrogen. But when you structure it, it converts it to 114.5 degrees, and it gets through the cell membrane three times faster.
Yeah.
So it's not how much water you drink, it's how much getting into the cell. So structured water we use with our patients strongly because it flushes out the cells, decreases the toxicity, gets the nutrients in, and I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Yeah, you can tell the difference. Yeah, we have a guest on once a month, Ken Rolla. You'd love him down in Florida. He's into scalar energy and all this stuff, and I could tell after the first 3 or 4 or 5 days just using the structured water, you could tell the difference with, I don't know, how much you pee and how much water you take in. Like I was soaking up more water or something like that, you know? Yeah, you could feel it.
I didn't eat breakfast. All I did was have a glass of structured water, 12 ounces, and like I'll go for 3-4 hours and not be hungry because I'm saturating my cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can go, you have days you don't even do breakfast. I'll just wait till lunch.
Well, you know, the ketone diet, you know, the bottom line is the Hunzas that live to 130, 140 years, they get up at 5:30 in the morning, they go to work. Their first meal is at lunchtime.
Oh, so you just do a lot of fat, ketosis kind of thing, that's what you
do? Yeah, high protein and good quality fats, you know, avocado, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's too simple.
Yeah, too simple. Stay right there. Dr. Gerald Smith is with us. This is Patrick Timpone. One Radio Network, ICNR is his website. Great stuff, isn't it? International Center for Nutritional Research since 1981, Dr. Gerald Smith. I mentioned Ken Rolla. He really is a cool guy. He's on the third Monday of each month, and he's down in Florida, and you can see his golden pyramid thing, and this is a scalar energy device, and it works. I plugged this little baby in the first time. Oh, couple years ago, and now you could feel it in the studio. I have one downstairs in my bedroom there, and one up here in the studio. I gave one to a friend of mine, and she could tell the difference helping her sleep. She's a lady about 90s plus around the sun, and you know, she just, you know, need a little support. So I had three of them. Ken sent me three. God, I said, well, I can share you one of mine. And so I brought her one, and she really likes it. She can tell the difference. It's sitting right next to her bedroom. And you can use promo code OneRadio. You can see it there. and you get yourself a little, we call it the Golden Pyramid, the Rest Shield. It's a scalar energy device. Ken knows his stuff. This is things he's been researching forever. So this is something you could try that's very inexpensive. Also, he has a great water structuring device, the one that I mentioned to Dr. Smith a minute ago, Vitalizer Plus. And you can this thing works. You can feel it, and it's very well made. It's almost like a German kind of BMW technology. I mean, it just sounds great. The motor sounds great. They have a little cube where you have these organic minerals that actually mineralize the water as well, that I think you trade out every 6 months or so. And it's called the Vitalizer Plus, Structure the Water. And it's the real deal. It's important. Your body likes to have the water all structured up. And so you can just click on the Golden Pyramid and get both of those units and get one for yourself for Christmas.
With interest rates near zero, 10-year bonds yielding less than 1.5%, many investors are questioning where to park long-term capital. With the U.S. dollar facing economic uncertainty and losing purchasing power on a regular basis, it is critical that investors protect their long-term wealth with some physical assets. United States gold and silver coins will provide just such protection. Call us at SDL at 1-800-878-2646. We'll help guide you into acquiring physical American gold and silver coins. 1-800-878-2646 or on the web at usgoldcoins.com for the best in American gold and silver coins.
Well, if you hang around here, you know that we're big gold and silver monsters. We think it's, well, we know it's the only real money ever. Probably will be around after Bitcoin is gone to heaven. But not saying that Bitcoin isn't going up. And I know people are making money on it. It's just going. And you know why Bitcoin is going up? Want a secret? Bitcoin's going up in price because Bitcoin is going up in price. So that'll give you a clue. Anyway, don't get me started. $1,254 for gold. $1,254 an ounce. $15.89 for silver. We still think silver is the best buy on the planet. With all the industrial uses, there will be a day when silver is going to get back up to that $50 range, maybe $100. Now we think, but timing is everything. The dollar is up a little bit. Stock market is still on steroids, and 24,000. Andrew Goss suggests we're in bubble land on bonds and stocks, so be careful if you're out there throwing your money at bonds and stocks and stay out of debt, according to Andrew. Andrew is around the holidays for gold and silver coins. That's all he does. He doesn't do bricks or blocks or slugs or anything. It's all numismatic coins, real American money, gold and silver in numismatic coins, collectible coins. And this is what he does. So you get the collector value as well as the gold and silver value. So we don't really care much. The people that own numismatic coins don't really live and die by the price of gold, because Andrew says if you live by the price of gold, then you die by the price of gold. The numismatic value is the most important, and so these coins don't go up and down when the gold price goes up or down much. I mean, if gold will go up to, well, whatever, $4,000 someday, which it will, then, of course, if you have an ounce of gold in the coin, it's going to go up. But so there you have it. Andrew's number is 800-468-2646. I've known Andrew for 25 years, so he is the real deal. 800-468-2646. Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgeld, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the sulfur cycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body, and especially for the liver. You've got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur,
mm-hmm.
Man, play that ad every chance you get, because our foods are so deficient in sulfur, and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. 3 locations, 3 prices delivered. And if you'd like more than £4 for a discount, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. That's right. People love this product, and it'll help you remember your dreams as well. Yeah, it does. And we have so many testimonials right on the sulfur page. It's pure. There's no, almost every sulfur out there, God love them, has silicone dioxide, some other stuff, and it just doesn't work very well. So if you'd like to get some, you can order anytime. And if you want more than £4, as I said, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. With Dr. Gerald Smith, we're kind of wrapping it up here. And let's see if we have a couple more questions for you. You're so fun to talk to. Man, I wish you were close to me. I'll come visit you all the time. I could always move to Philly, right? Just go up there.
Absolutely.
With Bobby Rydell and...
Right. Philadelphia. I was just in South Philadelphia last night for dinner. It was one of my favorite little Italian restaurants in a hole in the wall. It's great.
Yeah. Boy, that used to be the spot for the rock and roll. Remember Dick Clark in the days and the American Bandstand, yeah. What are some ways a person with metal amalgam fillings in their toofies can begin to safely detoxify potential heavy metals in their digestive tract until they can afford to have the fillings removed? Okay, good question.
Okay, big thing. Yeah, it's a great question. Number one, you got to clean out the filter, which is the liver, first. Don't try to start dumping mercury out of your system until your filter can handle it. Glutathione, superoxide dismutase are two of the biggies, milk thistle, curcumin. Then you want to open up the avenues of excretion with homeopathic drainage remedies. We use 9 different ones, and we test to see which of the 9 is compatible. And then the other thing you want to use is an amino acid formula to chelate the heavy metals. But more importantly, you want to take clay, like from Premier Research, the FX clay or clay FX. It's, I think, bentonite, marillanite, to grab onto the metal. Because when the blood traverses the liver pulls out the heavy metal, puts it into the bile. When you eat, the bile goes into the intestines. So you want to make sure you have the clay in there to chelate it and pull it out of the body instead of being reabsorbed. And also creating alkalinity, because if you're acidic, you're creating a galvanic current or electric current amongst your teeth, and that's going to cause the mercury to come out 10 times faster. So by alkalizing your body, you reduce the exiting of the mercury from your fillings.
Wow, that's great. What do you think about the role of this C60 carbon stuff? We have some in our store, and you sent me a video. You think there's really something here?
Yeah, I think it's one part of the puzzle. And the key is that, you know, testing the compatibility. But I was impressed with the information that I, heard from the inventor. And, in fact, I ordered 5 models to start, trying it with patients. Everything's another part of the puzzle. And, the more tricks you have in your box, then the faster you're going to get patients well.
Yeah. We're hearing people around the country could kind of liken this stuff. So it looks like it's pretty magical. Would you please have Dr. Smith share what he's learned about frequencies on the eyes, working with frequencies on the eyes? Any experience?
Well, here's the deal. Depends, again, what your problem is. There's no universal anything. I had some patients going blind, and I found cytomegalovirus in their eyes, and, within 6 weeks or 4 months, when you get rid of the virus, then their sight comes back. I think a lot of blindness is caused from viral infestation of the eye. The lens needs glutathione. It's like 3,000 cells thick, and glutathione is essential for the lens of the eye. So, again, it depends on your problem. People who have cranial distortions from malocclusions, when the sphenoid bone is distorted, it affects the shape of the lens of the eye because all the muscles of the eye attach to the lesser wing of the sphenoid, so that's a component too. Again, microcirculation, not having a good diet, your blood sludged up from too much processed foods and frankenfoods and hydrogenated fats. So, again, you have to start defining what the heck is the underlying cause here. Is it structural? Is it chemical? is it heavy metals? You know what I mean?
Yes. We're going to be talking with Master Francisco Quintero in just a moment. How to unblock your life in 30 minutes a day with the power of unconditional love. Stay right there. He's on the line. Just going to do a couple of the quick emails here. Then we're going to move on and let you go to work, Doc. Let's see. Patrick, you recently had several guests on the show, Carolyn Borman, Dr. Mark Circus, talk about healing properties of molecular hydrogen used in gas or diffused in water. Does Dr. Smith have any comments about hydrogen?
Yeah, hydrogen is very powerful for a healing, absolutely. I do it every day.
You do?
Yeah, crystal energy from Patrick.
Patrick Flanagan, that's hydrogen.
Yeah, Flanagan, mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I put that in my water, in my structured water, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have hydrogen capsules and different mm-hmm. things now, too. So you think there's something there with this whole hydrogen thing, huh?
Yeah, basically, I think there was a studies done in France where they showed the communities that had the highest natural hydrogen in the water that had the healthiest conditions amongst their population than those that didn't had the sickest records.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Smith, we're going to move on to our next guest, talk about love, unconditional love. That'll be fun. So what you going to do today? You got patience and you're going to go out and ride your bike or whatever?
Yeah, I have some patience to see, but I want to leave you with a couple little pearls. One,
yes.
Turn off your Wi-Fi when you sleep because goofs up the microbiome of your intestines and your brain. And the other one is a wonderful quote by George Orwell. He said, in an environment of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Oh, say that again. That's nice. I like
that. In an environment of universal deceit, uh-huh. telling the truth represents a revolutionary act.
Yeah. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Boy, that's
you got it.
That'll set you free.
And just remember, never trust a doctor who has dying plants in a reception room.
That's right. Always, that's right. Or plastic plants, right?
That's right.
Dying or plastic plants. Dr. Gerald Smith, his website is ICNR, ICNR. Doc, thanks a lot. We love
You're
you.
Welcome.
We love your work, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Stay well.
All right, sir. Thank you very
Take
much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's great. Never go to a doctor with dying plants in the waiting room. That makes sense. So I thought I had the right number here, but I'm going to try it again because I kept hanging up. Let's see if...
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Oh. That's why I was getting a recording.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for...
Tyler O'Hagan.
Uh-oh. No one is available to take your...
That doesn't sound right. Okay, let me check this number. Sorry. They usually call in. Let's see. What am I doing wrong here? Hang right there. Oh, my goodness. Okay. 647. All right. Got that. 951. 951. Okay. 5079. Oh, that's where I made the mistake. What a difference a digit makes. Here we go. Now we're going to get to our guest.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you very much. Dude, don't you love this music on hold?